I am so delighted to speak with you today about life as a riddle. Isn't that just the most adorable topic? I think it's just wonderful. Life as a riddle. So have you ever thought about your life being like a riddle? A riddle. You know, it's something you have to figure out or make sense of. It's a mystery. Something that at first we don't understand, and then slowly once we apply ourselves to it, once we put in our mental and spiritual focus, that riddle begins to make a little more sense to us. And you know where I'm going with this. A riddle is like a puzzle. At first, if you look at a jigsaw puzzle, all the pieces are all jumbled up in no seeming relationship to one another. And then once you start working with each piece and experiment with how it relates to all the others, sure enough, one by one, all those pieces start to fit together. And of course, a beautiful picture ultimately emerges for our total viewing pleasure. So as you can imagine, I want to use this word riddle in today's talk as a metaphor for human living, for our human lives, yours and mine and all of ours. And I want to invite you in approaching life from this perspective, just to be with it as always from the core of your own truth. Every perspective has its advantages and disadvantages, and I chose this one, well, one, because I felt like it was inspired, and two, because I felt like just as I hang out with all the souls of all of us before we meet here, I felt all of us really looking at that riddle or puzzle aspect of life. And I chose it because I felt like looking at life from that point of view would really be helpful. And so my sense is that though most of us show up in this world, and specifically in our culture, hoping for the puzzle picture to be a pretty sight right off the bat, for most of us, life presents itself to us as a piece-by-piece puzzle, or as a developing riddle that, sure enough, we have to figure out. What I mean is that in order to make sense out of the seeming confusion of our lives, we have to walk through it. We learn more from our experiences, how we and our lives are put together, and what the various meanings of our time here on this precious earth happen to be, and how to navigate this strange thing called our life in some way that we hope is successful or happy. So we learn through practice, through trial and error, through hit and miss. We learn by being involved in the game or the riddle or the puzzle of life, not primarily by just viewing it from afar. And all of us, you and I together, have done through our lives exactly that. We've been out there, if you will, on the playing field, on the game of life, and we've been involved players, and we've figured it out or are in the process of figuring it out through our committed presence. And so I'd like to highlight a particular perception. In fact, I think for me it's more of a message than a perception, that life here on earth is in fact very much a mystery. It's a mystery. And a mystery is a gift that's given us to know and yet not to be able to know fully. It's a gift that we can grasp philosophically to some degree, but it's at the same time always unattainable or only partly attainable to the searching mind. Many of us keep up this search for meaning throughout our lives, and if we've ever read the book by Viktor Frankl, The Search for Meaning, we know that we're just oriented toward finding the meaning of our lives. And we try hard to grasp the fuller meaning of life's riddle. And I think we do that for two reasons. One, as I just said, plain and simple, we're driven. Something inside us keeps saying, figure this out, understand this more deeply. Come on, Bill, get it. And the second reason is, often we just don't quite know when to give up, when to abandon ourselves into the mystery of it all and just quit thinking about it, and find our contentment, and maybe even find our fulfillment in the unknown or in the unknowable. So in this talk and in what I'm considering this conversation between us, even though my voice happens to be the only one that's filling the airways at the moment, I want to invite you to sit on that thin line between knowing and unknowing. On that thin line between figuring out the riddle of life and giving in to its perennial mystery. Then as you sit in this special space, just between those two extremes, allow your own soul, in all of its wisdom, all of its inspiration, to move you in whatever way fits you best, while my words continue as, and you've got it, proverbial background music. So let's start with my asking you to connect, first and foremost, with your own truth. Remind yourself, if you will, if you feel like it, that the riddle and puzzle of your life are unique to you and probably don't look at all like those of anyone else on this precious planet. Yep, your walk through this, what I love to call silly three-dimensional world, is totally unique. Your life plan is particular to you, your life purpose is specific to you, and your path, your life path, is peculiar to you. And come to think of it, you might agree that that word peculiar might just fit your life path precisely. Oh, I'm just too funny. So now, ask your deepest truth, that knowing that lives in the core of you, in your soul. Ask your deepest truth to speak to you in every possible way through this talk, to speak into your intuition, to speak through the feelings of your energies, to speak as the subtle movements of your body, to speak through the thoughts of your mind, and to speak in and as the pictures of your right brain. And also to speak in a quantum way, in that soulful space where you, quote, just know, unquote. If it feels right now, ask to know something about the puzzle or riddle of your life. Ask that deepest truth for clarity, perhaps, about what's up for you right now, what's on your plate. Or open to the increased insight in relation to the whole question of whether to keep figuring it out or simply give up and let go totally into life's mystery is your call. While the response to that question, to that request, is internally in the process of formulating in your personal inner sanctum, I'd like you also to invite yourself to remind yourself of these two truths about yourself that to me are so, so important. The first of the two truths, quote, you are created perfect, unquote. No matter how weird the riddle of your life, no matter how off track, outside the box, or seemingly unexplainable according to any tangible system of thought, you and your life are just right for you. And if you've not yet figured out the riddle of your life, and let's face it, very few of us have, it's only because its unusualness has kept you on the path of discovery. It's because you're not ordinary, and you're not regular, and you've got just a life and a riddle to that life that call your attention powerfully. And it's not because somehow your life is imperfect or wrong for you, or that for some strange reason you're being punished. Yes, you are created perfect, and so is your life. And the second thing I'd like to invite us to is this: your life is in perfect synchronicity with everyone and everything around you. Whether it's obvious or not, whether it's in the context of interpersonal conflict or loving embrace, your presence is just right for those who are in your world. So whether you're a thorn in their side or someone who loves them enormously, whether you're pleased, thrilled, or otherwise overjoyed with those around you, or the opposite, who you are literally fits perfectly into their lives. Who they are fits perfectly into yours. So with these two simple truths, you're created perfect, and your life is in perfect symmetry with everyone and everything around, With these two truths tucked comfortably inside your personal belt, let's look anew at this thing called the riddle of life, and the riddle especially of your life. In my opinion, and of course we all know that my opinion counts absolutely as much as everyone's, which means that it has a huge value and, of course, simultaneously no value at all. And I love having opinions because I get to hang out in what, in my perception, is the fact that it really doesn't matter in the least. But since I'm here and have the stage, in my opinion, life here, in fact, perhaps life everywhere, not just on Earth, moves and expresses much, much more in the realm of mystery than it does of logic. I think life invites us to play in its possibilities, not only in its conceptual aspects, in its intellectual or philosophical aspects, but also, and maybe especially, in its experiential nature, its creative aspects, its inventive styles. To say that another way, we all spend a lot of time, you and I, trying to make sense out of the many vicissitudes of our lives as we attempt to build theories and interpretations about the rhythms and movements of what's happening, so that we can understand our lives, so that we can feel comfortable in the skin of our lives, so that we can find empowerment in taking charge of our lives. And really, it's a great approach. It's totally natural. It's one side of life's inviting coin of personal experience, and it's one that most of us are called to every day. We arrive at a point, though, somewhere in that search, when life starts inviting us to the other side of its enticing coin. That's the side of mystery, of magic. Here, our knowing takes place beyond the concepts of human thinking. Our knowing resides more in the expanded consciousness, or knowing, of spirit. And so I'd like to invite us to explore the realm of this expanded consciousness, where our knowing is the product of mystery's wonder, and where we solve the puzzle or riddle of life by literally letting go into that mystery. And that's what follows is inviting us to. Are you ready? Come along with me in whatever way your own truth, your own soul is guiding you right now, as I speak to us about what life looks like when viewed through the eyes of life's mystery. Through the eyes of life's mystery, we begin to see ourselves not just as regular human beings involved in a life of struggle, but we start to see ourselves, and come with me in this, if you will, as a beam of light, as a being of light, as an expression into this three-dimensional world, as a special presence of light, sent here to let our life, in fact, to let the light of life splash around this planet freely. And so our whole life is about letting that life, that light, have presence, that letting that light express, letting that light move into those around us, letting that light be a blessing to everything. Second, through the eyes of life's mystery, we start to notice the utter perfection of everything, including ourselves and including everyone and everything around us. Third, through the eyes of life's mystery, we see life's mystery not only hovering in some trans-dimensional way over our third-dimensional world, but we see life's mystery present and alive right here, in the midst of our human lives, in the midst of our human interactions, in the midst of our human events and circumstances. We notice mystery alive and well in every aspect of our lives, everything here. No matter what, it's from the moment you get out of bed in the morning to the moment you go to bed at night, and all through the night, everything here is mysterious. It's wondrous, and really, in truth, it's unexplainable. It's even mystical. Even though we work so hard to explain it all in psychological or logical or human terms, everything is mystery. Fourth, through the eyes of life's mystery, we know in our heart the utter magnificence that's contained in and through every event, every interaction. Even though our logic might say, hey, this is unfair for me, or I deserve better than this, or why is God doing this to me? And I know none of you have ever said those things. But even though we might say that, the deep and clear knowing of the heart says, ah, this is just what I need. Or says, oh, thank you for giving me this gift, even though it comes in wolf's clothing. Or says, how beautifully tricky you are, life, in bringing this perfect event into my life. Fifth, through the eyes of life's mystery, we arrive at the one option that makes all the difference. What's that option? To celebrate the puzzle of life as it unfolds and as it invites us anew every day into its mystery. To discover the many ways in which life daily invites us to marvel in her mystery, to get lost in her unpredictable majesty, and to wind up in her wonder. Celebration gradually becomes our daily MO, and respect for the mystery becomes the basis of our inner joy. And sixth and last, through the eyes of life's mystery, we gradually, bit by bit, become life itself. We not only grasp the beauty of this beyond-the-mind knowing, we begin to notice how everything in life manifests and echoes beauty and love and grace and divinity. Yes, bit by bit, we actually become this grace and this divinity. Mystery, the puzzle, the riddle, become not only user-friendly, but become the doorway into an amazingly richer, bigger, fuller life. All because, at some point, we're willing to embrace life's mystery without at first fully understanding it. So, what does this mean for us, right here, right now? How can we, you and I, embrace mystery and magic while letting our trusty, predictable, conceptual selves be taken into these magical realms of expanded knowing? I have a few suggestions, actually four of them for each of us, should you feel like going with me in this direction. And as always, if any of what follows doesn't seem to have your name on it, please always feel free to disregard it and listen rather to your own soul's personalized direction. But if you do feel like it, allow yourself not only to listen to what I'm about to suggest, but to actually have the experience right now. Yes, I'm inviting us not only to listen with our minds, but involve ourselves with our hearts, experience with our emotions, open our souls, let ourselves just be moved by our own truth into these four approaches. First, let go. That's right, just let go. Let go into life's mystery. Stop trying to figure it out, whatever the it may be, and just let the truth of it come to you, now or tomorrow or the next day or whenever that truth thinks it's the perfect moment. Every day and now, invite yourself to stop efforting in relation to any and every aspect of life. In place of all that trying, just embrace the unknown. Embrace the unknown and accept what's on your plate as unknowable. Certainly unknowable through personal effort and or conscious thought. And finally, just let go into the mystery. Second, embrace. Actively embrace this awesome mystery. Sure, it can be scary at first. The unknown is pretty much always uncomfortable in the beginning. But let it know, let the mystery know, that you're interested in and maybe even committed to a personal relationship with it, an intimate bond with it, a loving oneness with it. If you feel like it, visualize or image yourself as embracing this mystery of life, hugging it, even melting into it, becoming one with the wondrous, even if puzzling, mystery of life. Ask that mystery to take you into itself, to love you intimately from within its own limitless possibilities for ultimate love. Yes, actively embrace this awesome mystery. Third, look at your life, or at any aspect of your life that seems to need it, through the eyes of mystery. That's right, just become mystery enough and let yourself look at everything through the eyes of, through the vision of, through the perspective of, from within the truth of mystery itself. Without trying to make any sense out of your life, let mystery move freely in and through it. Let mystery just take over. Let mystery show you in its own way the amazing perfection and beauty of you, of everyone around you, and of what's happening in your life, what's happening right now, what's happening today, what will happen tomorrow. Let this happen simply by being receptive, open, inviting, clear. And fourth, and perhaps most wondrously of all, simply witness. Notice. From your own over-the-forest perch, or from within the all-knowing center of your own being, from that simplest space of personal simplicity, just observe, sense, feel, or notice what happens. Note how life, perhaps with a capital L, from the heart of its mystery-rich wisdom, shifts your relationship to the events of your life. That's right, after you've let go, actively embraced, and then looked at everything through the eyes of mystery, now you're just witnessing and noticing, and what you're noticing is how life shifts your relationship to everything around you, how life changes your feelings about what's happening, how mystery leads and guides you into a level of oneness, oneness with yourself, oneness with others, oneness with everything, oneness that you've been looking for maybe a long, long time. And how life invites you to a level of inner peace, inner serenity that just plain feels wonderful. Whew, thank you for walking with me through those four practical, or as practical as we can be, styles of uniting with life's mysterious puzzle. And speaking of puzzle, let's bring ourselves back to the original focus of this time together. Sure enough, the riddle and the puzzle of our life. First of all, life's apparent incongruities and long list of seemingly confusing opposites don't make sense when we view them through the eyes of our logical mind. They just don't make sense because our logic is based on a hugely limited perception and mindset, if you will. But when we view these seeming incongruities through the eyes of life's remarkable mystery, when we just let go into the transpersonal, the bigger, the meta or beyond physical, metaphysical aspects of life, and just allow ourselves to be taken into this mystery, piece by piece, everything starts to make sense. Not sense in the regular mind, but sense in the bigger mind. And life begins to feel like a fun puzzle. And solving the riddle takes on, sure enough, a truly pleasurable tone. Also, riddles, by their very nature and definition, invite us to solve them. That's why they're there, is so that we can jump into them and make sense out of them. But life's riddle is like those ancient Buddhist cones. Remember those cones, K-O-A-N? And there's only one way to solve a cone, and that's to not figure it out, but to let ourselves be led willingly into their innate truth. Like allowing that mystery-filled truth that's in the cone, that's in the riddle, that's in the puzzle of life, to speak to us, not in the language of our learned minds, but in the language of mystery. Yes, life has a special language that is the key to solving the riddle. And it's a language that we can only learn by surrendering to it, by asking it to fill us, by asking it to come into us. Not like we learn a foreign language, or as we're growing up, learn this language. Not by training our minds, but by forgetting everything we've learned and being open to being instructed from within the fabric of our own being by this higher dimensional truth that is life's mystery. So for you and me, let's embrace the riddles of our lives. Let's do it together right now, not just individually, so that the power of our unity right here in this moment will support the embrace of mystery that each of us is in the midst of expressing. And so also that we can, together as well as individually, find the riddles and puzzles of our lives enticing and even adventuresome and, sure enough, fulfilling. You know, my deepest, deepest sense is that, in truth, it's life's mystery that makes our life exciting, not its predictable happenings. It's life's unknownness that invites us to stretch more and more and become more fully who we are, much more than through the theories and prized opinions of our mind. In my sense, it's life's amazing, unpredictable, mysterious unknowns that, while totally baffling to us at times, while totally enervating to our nervous system at times, call us to that space of the deepest peace. For truly, as we all know, deep inner peace comes from a place of the embrace of life's precious, precious, unknowable, mysterious nature. And fulfillment, even joy, come from an undefinable embrace of and oneness with that mystery of life. That when we open up to it, when we let go into it, when we invite it to take us over and us to fall into its embrace, it's a doorway through which we walk into a bigger, enormous life, a life with many, many more possibilities. And so, in describing the title of this talk as Life as a Puzzle, what I've done is I've invited us to enter into the mystery of life, the mystery of our lives, the mystery of anything and everything that doesn't make sense, the mystery and the puzzlement of everything that is in truth just perfect, but that invites us by letting go into something so big, so amazing, so beyond the limited human, that we find the awesome human when we embrace mystery. Thank you so much for being a part of this. It's been such a joy to talk with you about the utter puzzle, the absolute riddle, and the amazing mystery of life.